The state's game board sat down today for a special meeting in Anchorage to deal with the contentious issue of the future of the Nelchina caribou hunt in Game Management Unit 13. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The State Board of Game spent the morning hours listening to staff reports regarding Nelchina herd management, health, and hunting violation enforcement. The Nelchina caribou hunt has been plagued with legal issues. This summer, an Alaska Superior Court judge, Kenai's Carl Bowman, ruled last year's Tier 1 subsistence hunt and a first-time Otna community harvest illegal on constitutional grounds. Later, the same judge allowed the Tier 1 fall hunt to continue on a limited basis and allowed community harvest permit holders to participate in a Tier 2 hunt for the winter season. This session, the Board of Game must deal with setting hunting regulations for the Game Management Unit 13 caribou hunt that stand up to legal disputes. That may prove challenging. Kevin Saxby with the State Department of Law told the board that the law requires the panel to consider a number of criteria to determine who is a subsistence user and how much of the harvestable surplus of the herd's population can be provided for subsistence use. But he said the panel needs to also consider the case laws which have impacted the state's subsistence statute.
The 92 version of the law is the law that we continue to have. And some of the rulings have effectively stricken portions of that law. The legislature has never gone back and amended the law to reflect those rulings. And so there's a disconnect between what people read in the statute book as being the applicable law and what the law is as the Supreme Court has stated it.
The hunt's legal woes intensified when the Alaska Outdoor Council joined a suit filed by Kasilof's Kenneth Manning, which challenged last year's Otna community hunt, claiming the community hunt created two types of subsistence user. Saxby said how the state's subsistence law has been interpreted has been confusing since the 1989 McDowell decision.
You'll see that it, quote, subsistence uses means the non-commercial, customary, and traditional uses of wild, renewable resources by a resident domiciled in a rural area of the state. Well, that's the law, right? In 1989, in the McDowell case, the Alaska Supreme Court struck that word from this definition. They said you can't, it's unconstitutional to have rural there. And yet the legislature's never altered the definition. It's still there. It's still on the books. And no other entity can do it. It's the legislature that writes the law. That disconnect can only be corrected by the legislature.
Saxby told the board that they would have to decide on which level of abundance the herd stands at now. The highest level would provide a surplus for all user groups, while the lowest level would provide for Tier 1 subsistence users only. State Fish and Game biologist Becky Schwanke told the board that the department wants to bring the herd to a level of 40,000 animals to sustain harvests of at least 1,500 surplus animals each year. Schwanke said fall estimates put the herd at about 45,000 animals this year due to high calving rates this spring. Saxby told the board they must determine what level of surplus is available and provide reasonable hunting opportunity for eligible user groups. The board hears public testimony on the Nelchina caribou issue through today and Saturday. The panel has added black bear trapping, predator control, and wolf and bear management items to the special meeting agenda. I'm Ellen Lockyer.